This June, California will become the fifth state in the country where it's legal for people who are terminally ill to take their own lives with the help of a physician. That's because of an aid in dying law, which supporters say save people from needless pain and suffering in their final days and allow them a more dignified death. But critics worry about people being coaxed into taking their own lives and, more fundamentally, the morality of assisted suicide. Saul Gonzalez from KCRW has our story from Los Angeles.
Matt Fairchild is 46 years old and battling cancer, specifically stage 4 melanoma that spread through his body and continues to grow.
Actively, it's in my brain with lesions, and then my spine, my bone marrow, my femur, my hips, my pubic bone, all of those are lesioned bones. The brain lesions are what's growing right now.
But even as Fairchild, who served in both the Army and Navy, receives radiation treatment and takes an arsenal of medication, he's accepted the strong likelihood that he'll lose his battle with cancer and that his final days could be agonizing both for himself and his wife, Ginger. That's why California's soon-to-be-enacted aid in dying law gives Fairchild some comfort, knowing that if he lives until the law takes effect on June 9th, he'll control when his life will end by taking a legally approved, lethal dose some medication in his LA area apartment.
I want the date to come and see it start. If the first doctor prescribes it and it gets out through a pharmacy into somebody's hands, okay, I know it's working now in California.
But before he gets a prescription for that lethal dose of medication, Fairchild will have to meet the requirements of California's aid in dying law. They include his physician determining that Fairchild is terminally ill, has less than 6 months to live, and is mentally capable of making his own healthcare decisions. Fairchild will then need to make 2 verbal requests for the medication 15 days apart, and then 1 written request that's signed, dated, and witnessed by 2 adults. To explain these rules and others to California, as the enactment of the law approaches, aid in dying advocates have launched a grassroots public education campaign.
If you don't mind right now, if you can pick up the document that says California End of Life Option Act information for state residents, you should have that in front of you.
That's Joe Barnes addressing a community group in San Diego. Barnes is an outreach manager for Compassion and Choices, the nonprofit group that led efforts to pass California's aid in dying law. Barnes now spends his days crisscrossing the state, explaining who can take their lives and who can't under the law. He says public interest is enormous.
There is an increase in phone calls, emails, requests for meetings from residents all around the state to learn more about the End of Life Option Act.
And as Compassion and Choices educates the general public about the aid in dying law, it's also doing the same for California's physicians. They, after all, will be on the front lines of the law, with the authority to write prescriptions for medication to end people's lives. And doing that and talking frankly to people about a planned death may fly in the face of most doctors' training. Dr. Mitsuo Tomita is a recently retired general practitioner who speaks to his fellow physicians about California's aid in dying law.
Dying is not addressed very well, and with the advances in medical technology, we're oftentimes prolonging dying rather than allowing for a good death.
Dr. Tomita says one big and practical concern in the medical community is the risk of lawsuits. He says the law is clear.
You're protected if you, as a physician, if you don't want to be involved in this, then you are not liable for not being involved. If you choose to be involved in this and you do this in good faith, then your liability, again, by the law is not there.
But even as supporters make preparations for legal doctor-assisted death in California, its critics are developing their own public education campaigns. Their message? Just say no to assisted suicide.
I think it has to be a dominant response of us in the Catholic community, which is to create the circumstances and the conditions where someone would not want to ever take advantage of using this act.
Ned DeLessi is executive director of the California Catholic Conference, the public policy arm of the Catholic Church in the state. DeLessi says Catholic hospitals will be exercising their right not to participate in the new law and instead emphasize alternatives, such as doing more to comfort the terminally ill in their final days with both medication and spiritual guidance.
How do we, you know, double down on our concerns about making palliative care available? How do we, you know, make sure that hospice care available to people is what it needs to be? How are we being more compassionate, more responsive as we walk the journey with people who are dying?
But as cancer patient Matt Fairchild contemplates possibly taking his own life, he says he's carefully prepared himself. That includes the last thought he'd like to have in his mind if he does take a lethal dose of medication.
My last mental image will be your life. And, if I have music on and you're holding somebody's hand, that's about it. That's the big thing, is if you're cognitive enough to know that somebody's hand is in yours and you're looking at somebody and you can feel that they're looking at you, that's worth 6 days of life, as opposed to possibly losing myself and at any point feeling that there's a cold death waiting for me.
For Here and Now, I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles.